The one and only John McGivern. I have this story, which I thought was interesting. Most popular Halloween costumes.
Hmm.
Okay, these are the most popular, and you know, it's right around the corner, and people are going to be looking for stuff.
I know someone who's going as Brett Michaels and one of the girls from Rock of Love.
Okay, well, that's, you know,
funny.
What? That's interesting.
Is that on there?
It's in the entertainment area. Yeah, okay. I'll just read the article and then read the list.
This is for adults, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, these are for adults. Good point. Michael Vick and Miss Teen South Carolina made the list. Michael Vick, Miss Teen South Carolina.
Oh, if you see a guy with a 7 jersey and a dog hanging on him, you know what?
But not Brittany or Lindsay.
Oh.
The biggest stories from 07 made the leap to the most popular costumes this Halloween on The Rundown. It's a daily briefing on everything that matters outside the office. The costume picks were carefully selected by The Rundown editorial team, who determined that Paris Hilton in pinstripes will be popular this year because prison is sexy. Rehab, on the other hand, as Lindsay herself pointed out, is sobering. Though OJ returned to the headlines this year, he was deemed too retro by the editors. Also, they chose an equally notorious celebrity murder suspect to kind of take OJ's place on the list, and that would be Phil Spector, whose frightful wigs are a natural fit.
You know what? That's a good look.
That's
natural.
That is
a great look.
Right, for Halloween season. Phil Spector, gun in just about any wig you can find.
Mm.
Any character from Flight of the Conchords.
Mm.
Superbad, Heroes, Grey's Anatomy, or Transformers. The Geico cavemen wearing a tennis sweater.
Oh, I couldn't stand all that gum and hair on my face.
It's a lot of work.
Stephen Colbert. It says that is a lazy man's best bet, a suit, glasses, and a flag. You can go as Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake from the Saturday Night Live song.
Now you're talking.
The
that's
blank
good.
In a box. And then
just put the box on.
You just need, that's exactly what they said, just put the box on. Okay, couples. The Office is Jim and Pam or Dwight and Angela?
Those are kind of hard to do, though, because of the fact that they don't really, they
who
just look
know?
Like kinda regular people.
Script. Right.
Although Rainn Wilson you could definitely do with the hair, and you could do Angela.
Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes shackled together.
Hmm.
Okay. Victoria Beckham.
I would think if you're going to do the Tom Cruise thing, you got to go more the Scientology route.
Hmm.
Like dress like their leader.
Xenu.
Right.
Eva Longoria and Tony Parker.
Once again.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin and his daughter. That's tasteless.
Yeah.
Kanye West and 50 Cent. You've heard that tape of him screaming at his daughter. For the sports people, Michael Vick, as we mentioned, there will be a lot of number 7 jerseys with dogs. And
I'm
leashes.
Going as Brett Favre.
Oh,
I'm going to be Brett
Half
Favre.
The city
every
will.
Day you want to go as Brett Favre.
Oh, okay, why wouldn't you?
An NBA referee wearing the referee jersey with money coming out of your pockets.
What's that mean?
That guy that was on the...
This guy, Tim Donaghy, is a referee who was...
involved with the mob and
fixing
the games.
Mob, fixing games and stuff, yeah.
Growing up, we had to be a costume out of a box.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a predetermined Halloween box in the closet. And in that box, there was a football helmet, an army helmet, a witch's hat, and a cape. And no matter if you were a boy or a girl. So it was like, Dad, I don't want to be a witch. I'm a boy. You're a warlock. Put on the cape. Get out of the house right now. And the worst costume was the year that Kentucky Fried Chicken gave away the promotional Colonel Sanders mask. Yeah, it was humiliating. And unless you've been behind the face of Harlan Sanders begging for candy, I don't want to hear a peep out of you, okay? There you were, Colonel Sanders. And Mom, of course, made a red and white striped smock that tied at the sides, and then she brought home a bucket, a chicken bucket, to collect the candy. It was like, how come all of my candy smells like chicken? And every door you went to was the same. Ding dong. Oh, now what are you supposed to be? I'm a moron! I'm the mayor of Des Moines! What do I look like? No, I'm not Burl Ives on a picnic!
I'm trying to think of what I was when I was a kid. I remember I was a princess once. I was a Martian once. But I can't remember a lot of the stuff that I used to be when I was a little girl and go trick-or-treating. I know we always got dressed up.
Well, when I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And there's in the show, you'll see it. I was a Russian woman.
Okay.
I was a woman with a babushka.
Evening Van.
There's proof of it in the show. And I say, what self-respecting parent dresses their boy child up as a peasant woman in a bread line? And of course, the other kids came home with candy and chocolate. What did I come home with? Beets and potatoes. So I made a cold borscht soup, and it was fabulous.
I do remember the, and Dave's heard this story many times, when I was in college and we used to dress up and we'd go to parties or we'd go to downtown. And once I was in this, I had made this big head out of paper mache and painted it. And then I took hangers and covered it with fabric and I had big ears that came out. I was a mouse. Mm-hmm. So I put the head on and then I had on like white overalls and a white shirt. So I was like this little white mouse, mittens. And we were at a party, and that's when... His name was Tim Coleman, and he came up to me, and I'm sitting in this mouse costume, and he says, I want to dance with you. And I went, no. And then he leaned over, and he said, you're my brick house, baby. Right when Brick House started, and I had to get up and dance with him. So now it's the funniest thing. Every time I get together with my college roommates, they all they requested Brick House at the last wedding I was at. So I'm out dancing. This time though, I grabbed like an 80-year-old guy. I was dancing with him, but I was like,
"Oh, you know, a house of straw."
You have this whole you have this visual picture of me with this big head that didn't move as I was like, so my head was moving inside the thing.
Oh, you my Brick House, baby.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm. Do you, in the show, they talk about candy. What do you give away?
I give away, I don't give big bars away. I give away, but like name brand, Snickers, Kit Kats.
We are the hottest house on the block.
Are you?
Cindy goes to Sam's Club and gets the Pixie Sticks that are about 4 feet high.
Oh.
Those gigantic. Just nothing but sugar, mm-hmm. straight sugar.
Mm-hmm. Just kids, rushing a straw.
Kids will actually turn their costumes inside out to come back to try to get another one.
Well, that's that. We talk about that in the show too. That is good to have two costumes, and the way to get one is when you have one of those wax bottles. Those wax bottles with the three drops of.
Oh yeah.
Of, you know what you do is you chew those until they become pliable enough to make a. Fake nose with a little wart on, so that's your second costume. And you know in the neighborhood, you know the good houses, you know the gyp houses.
Right.
So
right.
You skip the gyp houses, you go to the good houses twice, you go up, you get that giant pixie stick, and then you go into the bushes and you put on the fake nose, because that's your second costume, like nobody's going to know it's you, and you go get it again. You know, and there are a lot of gyp houses. And in the show, we talk about the fact, like, what's the really good stuff? When you value your candy, it's like you value it by its length. So the really tall things go to the one end of the candy bank. Like those are worth the most.
Don't and then you that, value by girth too?
I do, but and then it tapers down into the fun sizes,
right?
And the box sets of Lemonheads and Jawbreakers and
right,
Red
right,
Hots,
Red
Hots, and then it goes to those orange and black. Wrapped wads of peanut butter bath putty,
right.
Whatever that stuff is. That undetermined plumber's caulking substitute, that crap. And then right below that is those baggies that you get. It's like, oh, let's see what's in the baggie that whoever that was gave
it to
me.
Oh, they made up on their own?
Right. So here it was, one piece of candy corn, a paperclip, and a penny. What is that? That's like the MacGyver house. Like, what is this? And can you imagine them at home making up the groupings? Let's see, a Fig Newton? A house key and a magnet. This is going to be something. And you want to say, you're a freak. What malcontent empties out a junk drawer and puts it in baggies for kids for a treat? It's not a treat.
The double bubble bubble gum is bad, too.
Ooh, that's good.
You know, the round, little round bubble
gum. It's so hard, you can't even chew it.
Always. I told you this. I've said this before. Mrs. McDonald in our neighborhood would keep... Just absolutely ambush all the cracker baskets at the supper clubs during the course
she
of a year.
Crackers.
You'd get Rye Crisp and Zweibeck tossed in there. What the hell is this? Mrs. McDonald.
Oh,
well, I mean, granted, she was about 97. We're lucky she even got to the door.
But you know what? That just goes to show you how the packaging makes the difference. If you got those little cracker sticks with that little cheese dip on the side, that's not a bad thing.
I want some now.
You know those little treat things that you can buy at the store for the kids? Those are
good.
Sure.
I haven't had those in years. Those are good.
Yeah.
I had four this morning.
I'm sure you did.
They're small.
One year I made the mistake, and this is in the show as well, I made the mistake of giving away raisins.
Oh.
I just had a big box of sun-made raisins.
What did you, no,
I
knew just dump, did you just dump them in
no,
the one?
No, I took them
by
the hand, and it was sticky. I'm like,
you, so took a big, you threw a big raisin ball in?
I knew it was a mistake.
You think?
So halfway through the evening, I went back and I grabbed a Tupperware bowl filled full of ice cubes. Okay, just think about it.
This is brilliant.
Just think about it. It's above eye level. And as long as a couple things hit the bag, they're basically pretty happy. So what happens?
You
so you
started
fast.
Throwing ice cubes into their bag?
You have to be
trick
fast.
Or treat. Trick
no,
or treat.
It's like one for you, one for you, two for the princess. Now go. And then what happens is that the bag, of course, gets soggy and it breaks open on your front lawn.
And then you go out and get all their candy.
Day. Why? Because it's chocolate and you're a human being. You will eat it.
Oh. That is funny.
So that's the way it is.